PBS Kids.
Word up, it's Word Girl. Word up, it's Word Girl. Flying at the speed of sound, vocabulary that sounds from the planet lexicon. Watch out, villains, here she comes. Faced with a catastrophe, we need the living dictionary. Her superior intellect keeps the crime world in check.
Today's featured words are abrupt and recreation.
Just another beautiful day in the city. Hey, who's ruining this nice day?
I did it. I robbed the jewelry store, and Word Girl didn't stop me.
Oh, hello, Word Girl.
Look, I have someplace to be, so could we make this quick?
Huh, I don't think so. Prepare yourself, Word Girl, for the fight of your life.
Okay, but it seems silly to be putting up such a big fight over a bag full of donuts.
A bag full of what?
All right, we can take it from here.
Whoa, that was an abrupt entrance.
Yeah, well, we usually wait nearby and watch you work.
You put on a good show.
Oh, thanks. You know, we try to bring a little flair to the job and really, you know... Right, we have to go!
I put up a good fight this time, though, right, guys?
You've done worse.
Wait, why am I laughing? Oh.
Meanwhile, at the Botsfords.
Oh, right, we didn't miss it. You guys are just leaving for the party now, right?
Just leaving? Oh, no, honey. We're just coming back.
Man, I can't believe how many different types of ice cream they had.
The Sandersons sure do know how to throw an ice cream party right.
Oh.
Don't worry, hon. We brought some back for you.
You did?
Sure. But then it melted on the way home and splashed all over the car.
Oh.
So, we stopped and got you some ice cream at the store.
You did?
Yes, but the store was totally out of ice cream, so we got you this instead.
Prune pudding?
It was either that or asparagus sorbet.
Oh.
Boy, hon, it really is too bad that you have so many of those school projects, and you're constantly running off at the worst possible time.
Yes, I know.
Oh, well, come on, TJ. Let me show you one of my favorite recreational activities.
Watching TV, I hope.
No. Celery sculptures!
That's it! I've got it! I'm sick and tired of missing my recreation time because some villain wants to take over the city with ropes or meat or cheese or some other ridiculous thing. Well, no more! I will not interrupt my next recreation time because of some ridiculous villain!
Becky, come in here, quick!
Yeah?
I know you're down about missing the ice cream party, but look!
You love her. Your family loves her. Even your little brother loves Pretty Princess!
But what goes on behind the scenes when the lights are down on this very sparkly show? Want to find out and see amazing, colorful scenes never before seen on TV? Then stay tuned for the Pretty Princess documentary, Citizens of a Sparkly Planet, up next.
Can we watch it, Dad? Can we?
Of course. I'm just going to sit here and work on my celery sculptures. This one is going to be a... I'll let it be a surprise. Stay tuned!
And now, presented with almost limited commercial interruptions, we present the world premiere of Citizens of a Sparkly Planet, the Pretty Princess story.
Check, test, check. Is this thing on? Hello?
No!
It is I, Dr. Two Brains! You should have known that your poultry... that's poultry as in small and weak, not poultry as in chicken and turkey. Your poultry prison would never hold me! I mean, come on! How many times do I have to break out before you guys realize you need stronger bars? Seriously, it's getting a little insulting.
Be right back. School project.
Ah, Word Girl!
Okay. little shy today, WG. No problem. I'll segue right into describing my latest evil scheme. So brilliant, there's no way anyone is going to see me.
Wow, that was,
Abrupt? It means unexpectedly sudden and fast.
You mean like how Word Girl took Dr. Two Brains down so fast?
Or how the police showed up so suddenly.
Exactly.
Interesting. But you know what's even more interesting? My latest celery sculpture of the butcher! I throw meat at people. Grrr, meat! Okay, the impression needs a little work, but you have to admit the sculpture's pretty dead on. That is the butcher!
It's coming back on!
We now return you to citizens of a sparkly planet, already in progress.
Hi, me again.
Sorry to keep cutting in on your program. No, I'm not. But since my capture was so abrupt, I didn't get a chance to yak about my latest evil scheme. I need closure.
But how did he escape?
And if you're wondering how did I escape? Well, Word Girl and the police forgot all about my henchmen.
Hi.
They were at the store buying crackers. Why crackers, you ask? Well, that brings us right back around to my latest scheme.
Be back. Project stuff.
Step one.
Well, well, look who's back. Word Grump. All right, well, glower all you want, kiddo. There's no way you're taking all three of us down as abruptly as you did just me, B.
What just happened?
Wow, Becky, did you see that?
See what?
Word Girl took those bad guys out even more abruptly than before.
Nope, must have missed it.
I missed it too, because I was working on this. Da 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 da. Check it out. I'm Ralph, the sandwich guy.
Chuck.
I'm Chuck, the sandwich guy. Grrr, sandwich.
We now return you to citizens of a sparkly planet. Already in...
Two Brains here, abruptly interrupting your show again, but... I wouldn't have to if Word Girl would just give me a chance to describe my scheme. I mean, what gives?
We now return you to citizens of a sparkly planet, already in progress.
Okay, now hold on to this.
We now return you to citizens of a sparkly planet, already in progress.
If you think you're just gonna...
Did you feel a draft?
We now return you to citizens of a sparkly planet, already in progress.
What?
What's with all the abrupt takedowns, Word Girl? I'm supposed to have time to explain my evil plan.
I'm tired of it, okay? There's like 50 of you villains and only one of me. So every day there's at least one of you trying to pull off some evil scheme. And who always has to push aside her recreation time and come save the day? Me!
Recreation?
Yeah, you know, like hobbies or things you do outside of school or work that help you relax. I mean, everybody needs to relax once in a while.
I like collecting buttons.
I like making celery sculptures.
Couldn't you just once be a little more considerate of other people?
Oh, Word Girl, why didn't you just say so? I'm a villain. What do you think? No? What's the matter, Word Girl? My trap a little too abrupt for you?
Let me go!
Not until you sit here and listen to my evil plan.
Fine, make it snappy.
Oh, it's snappy, all right. And it's gonna get snappier when I use my ray to turn the whole city into cheese.
What? That's your super special evil plan that you just can't wait to tell the whole world about?
Yeah. What's wrong with it?
You've threatened to turn the city into cheese like a million times!
Yeah, but all those other times, I was going to turn the city into Gouda. This time, I'm going to turn it into, wait for it, smoked Gouda.
Smoked Gouda.
Yes!
Smoked Gouda?
Yes, smoked Gouda. You quit saying it.
That's supposed to be the brilliant part, smoked Gouda?
Yeah. Hey, going from Gouda to smoked Gouda isn't just about blowing smoke, you know. Actually, it is just about adding smoke, you know, but...
But that doesn't mean it's easy.
I guess Bob has someplace to be. Oh no! I ruined Winston Churchill!
Get ready, Word Girl, because after I turn the city into cheese, you're next. Then we'll see if you still think my plan is no gouda.
Will Word Girl escape from the evil clutches of Dr. Two Brains? Will Dr. Two Brains finally succeed in what feels like his 700th attempt to turn the city into cheese?
All right, so I'm a little predictable. We get it. When something's good, you stick with it.
Or...
Ah!
Will things wrap up so abruptly that I can't even finish my dramatic speech thingy?
Okay, so are we good this time?
Yeah, I think so. Back to recreation time. Come on, Huggy.
Smoked Gouda. Why can't anyone else see the genius of it?
Meh, you've done better.
Yeah, okay, enough with the laugh track.
There you are, honey. You missed a whole big word girl thing on TV.
Too much awesomeness.
We now return you to Citizens of a Sparkly Planet, already in progress.
All right, we can still catch the end. It's over? It's over? Why? Why do I always have to miss all my recreation time? Why?
Honey?
Stay tuned for a very special encore presentation of Citizens of a Sparkly Planet, coming up next.
Oh, wait, one quick thing left to do. I'll be right back.
Hi, everyone. It's me, Word Girl. Sorry for the abrupt message, but I'm taking some recreation time for the next couple of hours, so just in case any of you villains were thinking of committing a crime... Don't. Thank you for your time.
We now return to Citizens of a Sparkly Planet, already in progress.
Honey, glad you could make it back. And check it out, my celery masterpiece. It's a word girl giving a high five to Abraham Lincoln.
And so, Word Girl puts an abrupt end to any villainous mayhem for at least the next couple of hours. And get some much-deserved recreation time, which I'm kind of afraid to interrupt.
I would be if I were you.
Right. Join us next time for another exciting episode of... Word Girl!
Word Girl!
Hello, I'm Bo Handsome, and this is... As usual, the player who correctly defines today's featured word will win a fabulous prize. Let's play!
May I have a word?
Yes, you may. Today's featured word is strenuous. To give you a clue, here are some clips from Word Girl that show the meaning of the word. Give it a shot.
Strenuous means requiring great energy or effort. In that last clip, it must have been very strenuous for the whammer to pull those huge trucks.
That's correct. And speaking of great energy or effort, 10,486, 10,487.
What are you doing?
Bicep curls. I've got my reunion this weekend at Game Show Host University, and I want my old girlfriend, Belle Stunning, to see I'm still in awesome shape. 10,490.
And you can't work out after work?
Nope. I spend all my free time combing my hair. Anyway, congratulations, Tommy! You are today's winner. Huggy, show him what he's won! An official Word Girl weight bench! That's it for today's episode. See you next time on...
Today's featured words are scrumptious and apprentice.
We take you to this amazing action-packed battle already in progress.
About a little ketchup and mustard, Word Girl.
Huggy, duh! Your condiment ray is no match for us anymore, Chuck. Now turn over that golden trophy.
But you haven't seen my new setting, barbecue bolt.
That's a little trick we learned from fighting the butcher. Scrumptious. Huh. Wouldn't have thought.
Uh-oh. This doesn't look good. I guess I'm really done for. Oh, man. Look how defeated I am.
Huh. Okay, Huggy. He's out of sandwich weapons. Let's take him downtown.
Have some slippery pickles, Word Girl.
Slippery pickles?
Who's sneaky? I am. You underestimated me, Word Girl. So there!
You were just lucky this time, Chuck. Mark my words. I won't stop looking for you until I find you and bring you to justice! Slippery pickles!
Later, in Chuck's lair...
Word girl, I'm so good at defeating you. And now, I've even got this trophy to prove it.
Hey, all you radio listeners, do you like sandwiches?
I'm all about sandwiches.
And how about winning trophies?
I've already got one, actually.
What about really, really big trophies?
Well, I guess I'd like a bigger one.
Then you need to enter the City Sandwich Making Contest this Saturday in the City Park. Saturday afternoon.
I wonder what's in it for me, though.
If the judges like your sandwich the best, you will win an enormous sandwich trophy. Plus, a year's supply of bread from the Sourdough Central Bread Company, providing the city with scrumptious bread since 1835. That's extreme!
Yeah, I'm gonna win the big trophy and a year's supply of bread! Okay, all I have to do is make the best sandwich and enter it in the contest. It's the perfect plan.
Chuck?
Yeah, guy who talks to me sometimes, even though I can't see him?
Have you thought about what Word Girl told you right before she got away?
Oh, no. Word Girl will be there looking for me. I need to find a way to get into the contest without Word Girl catching me.
Meanwhile, at the Botsfords...
We've got to find out where Chuck will strike next.
Holy lucky letters! Becky, listen to this. Dear Tim Botsford, congratulations. You have been selected at random to be a judge at the City Sandwich Making Contest. Woohoo! I love scrumptious sandwiches. This is pretty cool. Oh, living the dream.
Wait a second. Did you say there's going to be a City Sandwich Making Contest?
This weekend. The letter says Saturday.
This will be our chance to catch Chuck. He won't be able to resist entering the competition.
Uh-oh. Bummer alert. I already have plans on Saturday. I signed up to be an apprentice for Richard the Zookeeper.
You're going to be a zookeeper's apprentice?
New Year's resolution, learn how to do more things.
Dad, couldn't you just reschedule with Richard the Zookeeper and then do both things you want to do?
Good idea, Becky. I'll reschedule with Richard. Look out, sandwich making contest. Here I come.
And look out, Chuck, because here we come.
What was that?
Yay! Sandwiches!
The next day, back in Chuck's mother's basement...
Nokan is somewhat surprised you called him. Somewhat? No! Very surprised!
Are you kidding me? You're Nokan the Contrarian. When I needed someone to help me, you were the first villain I thought of.
Nokan doesn't believe you.
Okay, maybe not the first villain. You see, I lost the Whammy's number, and Dr. Two Brains isn't allowed to come over here anymore, and I don't trust Mr. Big with his mind.
Oh, I am not the first. No, I'm the last!
But listen, Nokan, I've got a great plan for us. You'll enter the sandwich-making contest, and I'll hide in the bushes and tell you how to make the sandwich. If you do exactly what I say, we'll have the most scrumptious sandwich, and we'll win the prize.
Interesting plan.
It'll be great. You'll be my... Oh, what's the word I'm thinking of?
Best friend?
No, it's a person who helps somebody out.
Assistant.
Sort of, but what is it called if the assistant is learning from an expert?
Apprentice.
Yeah, apprentice. You'll be my apprentice.
I do not need a dentist.
No, apprentice. You'll be helping me out. And at the same time, you'll be learning how to make great sandwiches because I'm a master sandwich maker. Sounds fun, right?
Agreed! Nokan will be Chuck's...
Apprentice! Do you mind letting go of my hand now?
Okay!
But when we win, I get to keep the big trophy, okay?
Trophy? Ha ha! Nokan only wants his share of the bread for long journeys out at sea!
Well, whatever floats your boat.
Bread does not float my boat! Nokan's boat is made of wood!
No, I meant... forget.
Oh, silly sandwich maker!
Welcome, one and all, to the city's annual sandwich making contest! Yay! The creator of the most scrumptious sandwich will win this trophy here and a year's supply of bread! Yay! And allow me to introduce this year's citizen judge, Tim Botsford!
No sign of Chuck yet.
But I'll bet my last unicorn he'll be here.
Are you ready for a sandwich? Don't worry. Plenty more sandwich comedy where that came from.
He has to be here. I mean, it's a sandwich-making competition.
And let's have a hand for this year's competitors.
Nocan the Contrarian? What's he doing here? You remember Nocan? He's very contrary. Whatever someone asks him to do, he does the opposite. But why is he entering a sandwich-making contest?
And now, let the sandwich-making begin!
Chuck, can you hear me? Your apprentice needs instructions.
I can hear you loud and clear, Nocan. Now do exactly what I tell you, and it'll make the most scrumptious sandwich ever. Start by cutting the bread really thin.
Thin?
Yes, thin. Exactly.
No! Thick!
What? No! Wait!
No cats!
Hey! Oh, that's not a... No! Oh!
Oh,
well,
Okay, maybe we can make up some ground with the meat. But listen...
You're my apprentice. You gotta follow my directions, okay?
Follow directions!
We need to pick
just the right combination. We'll go with turkey and ham. Just one handful of each.
One handful of turkey and ham? No! Many handfuls of everything!
No! Oh! No! Oh, I can't watch. You're ruining my scrumptious sandwich!
Nocan!
Get a hold of yourself, Chucky boy. You can still pull this off. Maybe. Probably not. But maybe. I hope. I don't know.
Okay, Chuck boss. Nocan is ready for the topping.
Oh, what does the diagram say? Mustard. All right, just put a little mustard on it. A little.
A little? No. Lots! Lots of everything! Nocan!
That's it. You're not my apprentice anymore. You don't listen to me, and you do the opposite of everything I tell you to do. You're fired.
Looks like Chuck was here all along. Let's get him. He parked his crusher in broad daylight? How could we have missed that? Didn't I tell you to check the perimeter?
I'm gonna destroy that terrible sandwich if it's the last thing that I do!
Let's move fast, Huggy!
So the pumpernickel bread turns to the wheat bread and says, "Why not?" Get it? Why not? Well, that wasn't the response I was expecting.
Take that! You terrible excuse for a sandwich!
Whoa! Thanks, word girl. I could have been toast. Get it? Toast!
Is now really the time for sandwich jokes?
I know. I always ham it up. Ham! Finished.
Nocan is a bad apprentice.
Oh, so that's how Chuck figured he could enter the contest without being seen.
Chuck, the sandwich maker, said if I helped him win the contest, I could learn about sandwich making and share the prize. But Nocan doesn't take direction very well.
Okay, Chuck, time's up.
I'll get you.
This is a scrumptious sandwich. Simply delicious. I declare it to be the winner.
Winner? Nocan!
No! That was my sandwich. Mine.
Sorry, Chuck. Looks like Nocan gets the entire prize.
Half the bread is mine? No! All the bread is mine! Nocan! Not bad.
No, wait, that's my sandwich. I get the credit. Come on, this is not fair.
And so, with Chuck hauled off to jail and Nocan the apprentice returning to Contraria with a year's supply of scrumptious bread, all is well in the city. Join us next time for another exciting episode of World Girl.
Word Girl!
Hello, I'm Bo Handsome,
and this is the bonus round of...
May I have a word?
our returning champion will have a chance to play for even greater prizes on the bonus round. Tommy, you correctly defined the word strenuous. Ready to play the bonus round?
Absolutely.
Great! Take a look at these three pictures and tell me which one shows the definition for strenuous. Give it a shot, Tommy.
I'm going to go with number one. Mr. Big's secretary is carrying a lot of boxes, and it looks really strenuous.
That's correct, which means you're our... Ah! Show him what he's won, Huggy. An official Word Girl crane! See you next time on...
May I have a word?
Scheming. Check. Destructive. Check. Mischievous? You better believe it. Unstoppable? No way! It's Word Girl on PBS Kids Go! Word up! Want more Word Girl? Watch your favorite episodes and test your word power on PBSKidsGo.org. Want Word Girl's word power? Fly over to your local library. Tape not required. Word!